There are certain stories that stick with you as a journalist long past deadline. Lately, I keep thinking back to a piece from the 2014 Israel-Gaza war when our Gaza correspondent and I asked parents on both sides of the conflict how they were answering their children's questions about the war. In this much more devastating war, the questions and answers are no doubt a lot harder. Yet parents still provide a unique window into the conflict. Today, we hear from a Palestinian father of three who can't find so much as a patch of land to pitch a tent ahead of a fresh Israeli military offensive, and Israeli mothers opposed to their sons serving in Gaza. It's Thursday, August 14th. This is the Monitor Daily podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. President Trump warned of consequences if Russia does not agree to end the war in Ukraine. He said there would be very severe consequences if there is no agreement after their Friday summit in Alaska, though he did not say what those consequences might be. Mr. Trump's comment Wednesday came after attending a virtual meeting with European leaders. That meeting included Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who told the group that Mr. Putin is bluffing about seeking peace. America's alcohol consumption is at a record low. For the first time, most adults in the United States view even moderate drinking as harmful, a survey by analytics firm Gallup showed on Wednesday. About 54% of Americans reported drinking alcohol, compared with 58% in 2024 and 62% in 2023. Also, President Trump will host the Kennedy Center Honors in Washington, D.C. He announced country music stars George Strait and Rocky actor Sylvester Stallone among the first batch of Kennedy Center Honors nominees in his new role as chairman of the center. The remaining three recipients are singer Gloria Gaynor, the rock band Kiss, and actor-singer Michael Crawford. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. As Ukrainians field swarms of destructive Russian drones, the world is watching the future of modern warfare unfold. Scott Peterson reports from Kyiv and Kharkiv, Ukraine, for the Monitor. Getting Russian President Vladimir Putin to agree to come to the negotiating table in Alaska on Friday has been a key first step. But U.S. President Donald Trump's skills at deal-making will be challenged as Ukraine and other European countries see little room for compromise. Anna Maureen Grobe reports for The Monitor. Israel is seeing a groundswell of protest against the war in Gaza. Following the government's decision to send ground forces into Gaza City, a new women's group, including mothers of combat soldiers, set up a protest camp on the border. Dina Kraft reports from near Kibbutz Sa'ad, Israel, for The Monitor. Israel's decision to launch an all-out offensive against Hamas in Gaza City will force its 900,000 Palestinian residents to find somewhere else to live. Exhausted by war and hunger, many find that prospect unthinkable. Ghada Abdel Fattah reports from Deir al-Balah and Gaza City, Gaza Strip, for The Monitor. Frustrated Democratic voters describe their party as weak and tepid. As Democrats try to regain their footing ahead of next year's midterm elections, some are calling for fresh faces and fresh thinking. Story Hinckley reports for The Monitor. Dogs have been called man's best friend, but the ones on Thailand's streets are often overlooked. The nonprofit Happy Doggo strives to meet the basic needs of many canines. The group's founder says fellow dog lovers have taught him to enjoy the little things in life that we have. Jacob Posner reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on Ukraine's big powers at big power talks. Last week, when President Donald Trump announced he would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin on August 15th, he presented it as 20th century style diplomacy. Two big powers will decide the future of a smaller country, Ukraine, discussing some swapping of territories as part of a possible peace deal. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, would not be in the room where it happens. Mr. Zelensky still probably won't be at the table during the talks in Alaska. Yet, over recent days, the leader of a country with about 40 million people has shown how smaller countries can wield influence beyond their numbers, bringing unique characteristics to become respected as big players, not bit players. With a tenacity like that of his soldiers, the Ukraine leader has rallied other smaller countries in Europe to his side, forming a temporary alliance to reshape the summit's agenda. To the world media, he cited a century or more of international law that Ukraine would not concede territory by threat of force. "Ukrainians will not gift their land to the occupier," he said. And along with major European leaders, he persuaded Mr. Trump in a phone call Wednesday to accept key principles, such as the inclusion of any country in a negotiation to determine its existence. After the call, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said, "We made it clear that Ukraine must be at the table at the next meeting. We want things to go in the right sequence. We want a ceasefire at the very beginning, and then a framework agreement must be drawn up." The White House has now lowered expectations for the talks, saying they are a listening exercise rather than direct negotiations. This turnaround reflects a global trend for small states, small in land, population, military, or economy, to not see themselves as small in other aspects. Ukraine, for example, has tapped the innovation of its people to design world-class drones. It has tightened up the integrity of officials by cracking down on corruption, giving its army an edge over Russia's corrupt military. And it has built trust with other nations that also see national sovereignty as legally sacrosanct. Countries like Singapore, Qatar, and Armenia have learned to play to their strengths, such as in finance, technology, or mediation, to earn respect from big nations. Their enlarged roles belie the words of Greek historian Thucydides: "The strong do what they can, and the weak suffer what they must." Equality between nations now rings truer than ever. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how recognizing our true substance as spiritual rather than physical opens the door to healing. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tim Malone and Hannah Gukke.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.